This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Friday, June 3, in Squiz Kids Today. Houses made from lunchbox leftovers, the world's largest plant, Steph Curry's big weekend, and the lion that went to school. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
At some point today, the leftovers in your lunchbox are going to look like a squishy mess. That half-eaten sandwich, that piece of cake your mum lovingly packed for you, that partially chewed muesli bar, or the apple you've taken three bites out of. Now, you'd never think that anything even remotely useful could come out of lunchbox leftovers, but thanks to a couple of clever scientists in Japan, we could all one day be living in houses made out of lunchbox leftovers. What in the world of waste am I talking about? Concrete and cement, which are otherwise used to build houses, are major contributors to climate change. So, researchers have been looking to find natural alternatives, and food waste has emerged showing early promise. Everything from coffee grounds to orange peel to tea leaves to cabbage has been found to make an excellent substitute for cement. And the best bit? It's completely biodegradable, meaning it will eventually break down and go back to Earth. Genius! And the second best bit? If you got really peckish at night in your bedroom, you could lick the walls. Win-win!
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in California, in the United States, where a mountain lion has gone to school. Remember the other week we told you the story of an alligator that wandered into a primary school in the US state of South Carolina? Now a mountain lion has made itself at home in a high school classroom in California. All these animals desperate for an education. The juvenile lion, juvenile is a fancy word for young, wandered into a high school classroom early Wednesday morning and was locked in there quick smart by a quick thinking cleaner. Luckily, it was so early in the morning that students and teachers hadn't yet arrived, so there was no chance of anyone being in any danger. The lion was eventually captured by wildlife officers who took it back to the nearby forest and set it free. There's a link to a cute photo of the critter in today's episode notes. Maybe he was just trying to brush up on his maths.
Sport time!
Ballers of Australia, time to get excited, as today marks the start of the NBA Finals playoffs as the Golden State Warriors take on the Boston Celtics. In a best-of-seven series of games that stretch from today through to June 19, the Warriors will be looking to add to their already impressive swag of championship titles. They've been in the NBA Finals five times already in the past 8 years, and won three titles in the process. For the Celtics, it's the first time they've been in the finals since 2010, and hopes are high their young stars Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown will lead them to victory. Even so, the Warriors are going in favourites, with their star player Steph Curry widely expected to be named MVP, which is short for Most Valuable Player. The first game kicks off today at 11 a.m. Chances are you'll be in school for that one, with the second game taking place on Sunday. But hey, that's what YouTube's for. And if basketball is not your jam, don't worry. The other big competitive event happening today in the United States is the National Spelling Bee, where 235 of the country's smartest little spellers will battle it out, spelling some of the toughest, weirdest, and most obscure words in the English language. Game on.
Biggest, furthest, longest.
The biggest and oldest plant on the planet has been discovered off the coast of Western Australia. And when I say big, it's a monster. We're talking about one plant that is the size of 20,000 rugby fields, and it's growing by the day. Not only that, but this seagrass plant, known as ribbonweed, is 4,500 years old. Scientists who discovered it say it appears to have slowly grown from one single seed and is now spread out like a meadow over 200 square kilometres, with turtles, dugongs, dolphins and plenty of fish calling it home. So, how do scientists know that it's just one plant? Well, they were trying to study the genetic differences between samples of ribbonweed 180 kilometres apart from each other and realised that they were completely alike. And if you think that underwater marvel is amazing, wait until you hear what Amanda has discovered in this week's Squiz Kids Shortcut on the Deep Sea. She takes us on an exploration deep down into the ocean where the sun doesn't shine, where fish glow in the dark and have skulls so tough they could withstand the pressure of 1,600 elephants standing on top of them. Whoa! Shortcuts, of course, are available to teachers via our Squiz Kids for Schools program and to parents via our Apple subscriber specials. Links to free trials of both are in today's episode notes. Have you ever wondered why a banana is curved or how a potato starts its life if it has no seeds? Well, now you can find out. The Woolworths Fresh Food Kids Discovery Tour program is all about helping early learning centre kids and primary school kids to discover where our fruit and veggies come from. It's a classroom experience with fun digital activities designed with the help of smart foodie people, educators, nutritionists and a food scientist. From getting crafty with using their senses to a flying fruit and veggie rainbow and growing a beetroot in AR, the Fresh Food Kids Discovery Tour program helps kids learn all about how food gets from the farm all the way to your fork. Teachers, check it out and grab a free classroom kit at woolworths.com.au/discoverytours.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Name one of the two teams in the NBA Finals playoffs. Yep, it's the Golden State Warriors and the Boston Celtics. Question number two. The world's biggest plant has been found in waters off the coast of which Australian state? Yeah, that's right. It's Western Australia. Question number three. What sort of animal wandered into a classroom in California? Yeah, that's right. It was a mountain lion.
Shout outs.
It's June 3, and as I mentioned before, the Scripps National Spelling Bee comes to its dramatic conclusion in the United States today, when the champion Kids Speller of America will be crowned. And the competition is fierce. I've stuck a little video in today's episode notes of some of the contestants talking about the 4 hours of study they've been doing each day in preparation. Whoa! It's also a Friday! And you know what that means. An extra long birthday shout-out segment for which we're going to have to crack out the old birthday reggae tune. Hit it. And it's a very happy birthday today to Lucia from Mapleton, Andrew from Dural, Mia from Albany Hills, Eliza from Exeter, Zara from Eaglevale, Leon from Jerobomberra, Harrison from Altona Meadows, Finn from Kellyville, Viv from Preston West, Simon from Cannon Hill, William from Abbotsford, Peggy from Clifton Hill, Jimmy from Melbourne, and Sienna from Woongarra. And a belated birthday shout-out today goes to Rocco from Adelaide. Not forgetting, of course, all of those Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday over the coming weekend. Happy birthday to Ruben from Perth, Ava from Exeter, Estrella from Strathfield, Paniotti from Kedron, William from Wavell Heights, Abby and Delia from Craigburn, Maxie from Hunters Hill, Claire from Port Macquarie, Walter from Auckland, and Nate, who's listening while he travels around Australia. And finally, a special shout-out to Violet and Malcolm, Squiz Kids listening from their sailing boat called Wabi Sabi near Harvey Bay. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again on Monday. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent weekend. Over and out.